Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They let us do that. We got sphincter, and now we don't have Shout It Out. See how it goes?
I don't think we got any say on that one, by the way.
No.
From what I remember.
Oh, Reggie Miller would eat their lunch, too.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Oh, my God. Reggie Miller out there trash talking today would be the greatest thing ever. Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, that would be so good. That's a money text right there. Reggie Miller. Him and Spike Lee and John Starks back in the
Starks
day.
Starks would kick your ass.
Starks would just chew your ear off.
Forget it. Forget it. I guess it brings us to our next question. 913-586-7610. Who would you want to bring out of retirement for a game? Any sport, whatever. Who would you want to bring out of mothballs to go ahead and play at 913-586-7610? I would love Shaq to go back this up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Reggie Miller would be great.
Take out these buttercups.
I'd like to see that. I was going to go with Nelson Figueroa, but that's off the list because he made an appearance the other day for like some independent baseball league team.
Oh, man, Julio Franco? You're saying I could bring back Julio Franco?
Franco, but I'm not so sure
he's not playing.
Julio Franco may be playing somewhere, right? He may be out there playing and performing.
No, I'd like to think he's in some small remote somewhere playing baseball,
You think so?
Yeah,
probably so. Someplace where we don't know. He's out there. He's still swinging a bat.
But, 63 years young.
Yeah, but Nelson Figueroa would be a guy on the top of that list.
It's on the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. It is a whiff, nearly 8 years in the making for Nelson Figueroa. And the Ferry Hawks have their first.
So he has not played professionally since 2014. He's 48 years old, the pitching coach for a team called the Ferry Hawks, which is New York's flyest Staten Island baseball team in the Atlantic League, according to their Twitter. He's the pitching coach for them. They didn't have anybody to pitch that day, so they turned to the 48-year-old pitching coach, struck out the second batter he faced. I'm like, all right, that's pretty good. I want Cecil Fielder to come out of retirement. I don't know why that was the first name that came to the top of my mind.
Because we've had a resurgence of large
baseball players. Vogelbach, being as a member of the Mets right now, has really, really captivated America because the Mets are winning. They play in the biggest market, and fat guy in pinstripes rounding the bases is something to behold. Mm-hmm. So Cecil Fielder, to me, is the guy I want to see. Not Prince, Cecil.
Cecil Fielder? Okay. Yeah. All right. Nolan Ryan's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He works anytime.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan would still kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Throw on the inside of the plate. Barry Sanders game, I think, would play very, very well.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Barry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We didn't get enough Barry.
I know.
Same with Megatron. We didn't get enough of him. If something happens in Detroit, they needed Dan Campbell up there back in their day. If Dan Campbell was the coach earlier,
Barry would still be playing.
Barry stays.
Come on, Deese. These nuts. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's right. If that guy was coaching.
You clowns really think you put Bill Laimbeer on the perimeter against KD, it works out well? That dude's going to shoot 50% from three. Well, he's going to have to.
Yeah. Because he's
going to have to. Because he ain't coming in the lane.
Yeah,
he's only coming
in
the lane one time. He'll never do it again.
No. He'd be too chicken.
Yeah. You go spot up at three, and then Laimbeer be talking to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'd probably shoot well. Yeah, he'd probably shoot well.
Yeah, he would shoot well. No question about it. Right. We said that. Yeah.
He wouldn't last.
That's if his arm is still in place.
That's true. Against Lambeer could break his arm.
I would love to see the 92 Dream Team take on the whole NBA.
That would be great. That'd be great. That would be fun.
I think you're joking, Ray Nitschke.
No,
I don't know.
Ray Nitschke would
think,
be good.
I don't think
that guy didn't care though. He just destroyed people.
Ricky Henderson. Yeah, I'd bring back Ricky Henderson. I would love to bring back the real stolen base. I love the real stolen base era.
I did too. It was great.
When they were competing for 100 steals.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring back some Tim Raines and Ron LaFleur.
And stuff would fall out of his pocket. Who?
All these guys that ran.
Ron LaFleur played hockey. He was the last guy without a helmet.
The stolen base era was great.
It was.
The stolen base
it was a
era.
Lot of fun.
Yeah. Now it's well, you get 30.
Oh, yeah. Wow, 30. Man. Yay. Yeah.
30.
That's a great year.
You saw the guy from the Pirates going to 30 yesterday. Cell phone falls out of his pocket, right? Why is this gentleman carrying a cell phone in the middle of a major league
important
game?
Call coming.
Well, is it that, or is he making sure he gets his steps in, gets credit for the steps when he's rounding the bases? Like, if that guy was on my team and had a cell phone in his pocket in the middle of the game, I would cut him. I just would. I don't care what kind of – you're done. It's more important for you to get ready to post on the gram than it is to play the game. Like in the middle of an at bat, that's why we have like slow pace again. Guys taking a call. Damn, phone fell out of his pocket. Slides in the third, phone goes flying. The umpire's laughing. I never saw anything like that.
Man, that's crazy.
Third base coach was shaking his head in disgust.
Well, like, you have to be embarrassed if you're the Pirates.
Are you serious?
Right? Like, this is what we're dealing with right now. Yes, we're not putting a great product on the field, but at least be into the game, right? Like, what are you doing? You're sliding into DMs while you're on the bench. Now, all of a sudden, you got a pinch hit late in the game. You got your phone in your pocket.
Someone wants Morgana out of retirement.
I would be good, too. I'd like that, yeah.
She's
Bo Jackson alive. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Neil Smith in his prime on this Chiefs team.
Ooh.
Him and Derek Johnson would be my picks.
DJ on this team would be wonderful. Yes. Yeah. DJ could probably still get out there and tear it up a little bit.
Put DJ in the middle and then let those two kids run on the outside.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be fun. Have a true three linebacker.
That'd be fun.
Back there.
That would be fun.
Jamal Charles is the running back.
Yeah, I'd bring back Jamal.
Mm-hmm. Willie Jamal's Wilson.
Jamal's game plays anytime, anywhere.
It does. Willie Wilson would be good on this team, too. Patrol center field, steal some bases for you, be that leadoff guy, set the table. He'd be really good for you, yeah. Do we have a true leadoff hitter on this team right now? I mean, I think gone are the days of needing the Ricky Hendersons at the top of the lineup because the game doesn't lend itself that way. I kind of like when the Yankees bat Judge won or Melendez won here in Canton. I kind of like that. I think that's kind of cool. Put some guy with some pop at the top of the lineup. Gone are the speedster days. Gone are the days of the guy that looks like a toothpick up there who's going to just put the ball in play, leg it out, and then steal second for you. That's not the style of baseball anymore. I kind of like the way they're mixing things up. Do you need a true leadoff hitter anymore? Maybe we'll ask Matheny that one, too.
Nice. You got to get plunked and gets on first base. That's
right.
What
so like Don Baylor would be the ideal leadoff hitter, right?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
It's fun. Leadoff home run or get on and steal. Ricky was the best.
Was the best.
Loved Ricky.
Ricky was so good. My dad.
And he spoke in the third person a lot, which was really good.
My dad always used to tell me, don't catch like Ricky Henderson because he used to have that snatch catch out there.
Because he'd flip, snap the glove.
He never dropped the ball. Yeah. We all used to try it as kids, right? The ball would go flying all over the yard.
You risk hitting yourself in the middle of the forehead, you know?
Because you wanted to be like your heroes. Yeah. Ricky Henderson was one of those guys. Really. Yeah, snapping on his leg.
Snapping on his leg twice and then catch it. Yeah.
I even had the green batting gloves with the raised.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah. God, Ricky was one of those kids or one of those players, no matter where you lived and what team he was on at the time, you loved him. Right? Like whether he was a Yankee or an A, I don't think he played for anybody else. But everybody knew Ricky Henderson. Everybody loved Ricky Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball did a better job of marketing their players in the 80s. I mean, you're doing the motions of Ricky freaking Henderson right now.
Right.
Show me the motion of anybody else in baseball today.
I don't have one.
That's right.
I can't do anybody's batting stances either.
Right. Sound
but I can do the Willie Stargell for you.
Oh, like. God, yes. Wade Boggs, Don Mattingly, George Brett. You could do all the batting stances. But look at you. You're absolutely doing the Willie Stargell. Julio Franco, you mentioned him from earlier.
It's not just air guitar, Dub.
It's an air batting stance.
My guy, 63-year-old Julio Franco, right there, right? There you go.
Is he 63?
Yeah, 63. Julio Franco. I was just checking to see if he played. I was like, is Julio Franco still playing? That's what I texted. I typed in.
Did it come up? Is Julio Franco still alive?
No, he's still playing. It's not still playing as far as I know, but he is 63 years young.
Yeah, Rodolfo Castro is the guy whose phone fell out.
Mm. Did he have a good explanation for it?
Oh, wait a second. Rodolfo Castro got the call up and dropped a call in his return to the big leagues. He lost his phone on a slide. I guess he was called up that day.
Oh, I bet he was sent back that day, too.
Probably. Yeah. Castro made a different kind of noise after being called up from AAA Indianapolis with his phone. The second-year second baseman walked in the fourth, went to third on a single. Castro slid headfirst into the bag, beat the throw, and the impact sent his phone flying from his back pocket. Do we have to stand at the dugout entrance now and collect phones? Yeah, like, I feel like this is Little
League. They have a helmet.
Or a box or something, yeah.
I like a helmet.
Helmet, yeah.
Put it right in the helmet.
All right, everybody put their phone here at the end of the game. You can get them back. The way you're paying attention.
I guess.
I mean, we got a manager falling asleep and another gentleman using his phone.
You got to spell it out. Gotta.
People directly involved with the game are looking for other things to do. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about it. Did La Russa make it through the second game yesterday?
I don't know. There wasn't any.
Because when they turned
shots
on the lights in the first game, he woke up. I mean, did you guys notice that the lights went on and he's like, I'm a Hall of Fame manager. And like all of a sudden there he is, like he woke up on the bench. I don't know if he made it through the second game or not yesterday, because those lights, when they went on in the ninth inning yesterday, startled the hell out of that gentleman. The early bird. Hey, gotta get down to the first cafeteria. Oh my God, red wine. What? No, the lights just came on, Tony. We're still in the eighth.
That's cool. We're still in the eighth.
Porridge! Who's got it? I need some carrot raisin salad and bread pudding. But so Tony, we're not at dinner. We're in the middle of the eighth inning. We got the lights just came on. Who's waking me up?
Lubies.
Yeah, we got another game coming up, Tony. Huh? Nine more innings? Back to sleep. That's the manager of a team. And then you got a player losing a phone.
Your sport's in solid hands. That's all. Let's wake up the British lady, shall we?
Well, hello! Guess who's back? Back again for another year of cliches from camp. It is me, yours truly, the British woman. And now, another edition of Cliches from Camp.
What a day for football out here at Chiefs training camp.
We're going to give him every chance to be that guy.
If you witnessed that thing, it was competitive on both sides.
I wouldn't change anything.
Well, our first goal always here is to hoist that Lombardi trophy.
You know, we got to see what happens with live bullets. When guys are coming down there to take your head off, it's a little bit different. So,
hey, work on your get off. You missed with your hands.
It makes me a better coach because of that.
There's just so much on his plate. He can start swimming in all the different things that are going on.
First of all, it's a really good group and they're really working hard.
Because it's an outside pair of eyes, but yet he has an understanding of where it came from.
They have to have toughness. They have to be smart.
They love the process. They love the grind.
He's really quick off the snap.
It's a great feeling for me, but it's really good for the player. I mean, his confidence is everything.
His personality is infectious.
He's like a sponge out there. Brings a lot to the table.
What I have to do, it's my professional job to make sure I step back and make sure it's about we and not me. I mean that when I say that.
Ah, cliches from camp. Delicious like tea and crumpets. Come back tomorrow for another edition of Cliches from Camp.
The assistant coach edition, yes. You know, is going to be just chock full. Just chock full of goodness there.
Surprised you didn't have this one in the cliches from camp.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
Dan Campbell on Hard Knocks. Right.
You know what? Way to go with Matt Nagy there. It's about me. It's not. It's about we, not about me. I'm assuming he was asking about going back to Chicago. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good answer, Matt.
And I didn't believe it.
Yeah, no, he did.
And I believe it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Okay, I don't want to go back there. It's not about me. It's about us here.
Terrific edition.
Who was the guy with the thick jersey accent there, too? We got a good one there. That sounded like
I believe it was Cullen.
Cullen?
The new defensive line coach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good voice.
I like that voice.
That's
a, yeah.
that's a coach
Cullen
that's done some yelling in his time.
Yeah.
The new Broncos owner says, just bring me the team. Forget the commissioner. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, where Kling has no time for your BS.
How many meetings do you have to go to as the athletic director at Nebraska before you land on the one that deals with helium quantities on campus?
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nivens on 98.9 The Rock.
If you see Nivens walking on the street today, don't run him over. That's all I'm asking.
Did he almost get run over?
Yeah, he was having some issues with the bus service again.
Oh, no.
Making it dangerous to go get the bus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Nivens. 98.9 The Rock. You picked the music today. That was from Mike at 913-586-7610. Tag your name on it, and you get credit for picking the music on a Wayback Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Or at BWKC on Twitter. So the Broncos now officially have a new owner, $4.65 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walmart money at its finest right there, right?
So $4.65 billion.
You think he'll run it like Walmart?
The Walton-Penner Family Ownership Group, now the official new owners of the team. Rob Walton is the majority owner.
Mm-hmm.
There any young people in that family?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay,
no.
Just checking. Because he ain't getting the full return on his investment.
No, he's in his mid-70s, I believe. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, he bought it for the kids.
Yeah,
you know.
So he didn't care. Just bring me a football team. Yeah. That was the vibe I got yesterday when they made the announcement. Just I don't care who I got to deal with. Just bring me this football team. We're buying this team together. Mm-hmm. The family, we'll take it. Okay, we'll take it because he thanked the commissioner and put the commissioner in his place.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Who?
Commissioner Goodell.
Mr. Goodell.
Never heard of him.
How in the hell can you be a human on Earth and not know Roger Goodell?
Let alone buy a team
Buying
in that league.
Buying a team in that league. Yeah, that too, yeah.
Goodell.
I got
he
no time for
Goodell.
This.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
He didn't do it once as a mistake and then correct himself. Well, he doubled down.
Yeah, he doubled down.
He doubled down.
I'll put this guy in his place.
Hi.
You know who runs this league?
Me.
People like me. Not you, Commissioner Goodell.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
That's awesome.
I mean, that is unbelievable. That shows you this guy has no clue about the NFL. He just wanted a team.
Buy me. Just bring
just
me a team.
Give me a team. I got $4.6 billion burning a hole in my pocket. Find me a team.
Have another team on hold while
yeah,
I'm waiting.
Exactly. I don't care who the commissioner is. What was your name again, sir? Roger what do you do here? Yeah, yeah. Like, I guarantee you that guy had no idea a month ago who the commissioner, or still does have a clue who the commissioner of the NFL is. Right. Roger Goodell. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable that you don't know the commissioner
of
the National
Football
League.
Put that commissioner in his place every once in a while.
Well, you know, it's part of the CBA.
Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah. That was actually Commissioner Goodell.
That was Goodell, yeah.
Commissioner. I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell. Good old Commissioner Goodell.
So we got the owner of the Broncos doing this, and then we got the coach of the Lions.
Come on, Deese. These nuts.
Where would you rather be? Give me Detroit any day of the week.
Yeah.
Commissioner Goodell, do you think his quarterback is Russell Wilson?
I heard that there was a famous quarterback in this franchise, John Elway. We hope he's a part of this franchise moving forward.
He used to throw passes to Shannon Sharpie, named after that pen.
Sharpe.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
How would he do with Carl Mecklenburg?
He thought they're buying the Bronco.
Yeah, he was getting my car. Yeah. Wait, I bought a team?
The Bronco?
Oh.
Is that a company? What's the Bron stand for?
Yeah, LeBron.
You guys want me to buy this co? The Bron co?
Sure, I'll take the Bron co.
Sure. Yes.
Ed McCaffrey.
That'd be McCafferty for sure.
McCafferty. Yeah. Having back all of our Bronco greats today, John. How did you say it?
Away. Instead of, he just put the wrong syllable on it. That's all.
Terrell Davis. Like to welcome him back today.
Terrell Davis. It's off to a great start.
Roger Goodell.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
It must be the Arkansas accent, though, right?
Commissioner Goodell.
How you doing, Commissioner Goodell?
He didn't know.
Hitching that giddy up, Mr. Goodell.
First
come
time
from Arkansas.
First time ever met him.
Good chance. Good choice. Good chance. I should
probably
say
yesterday.
That was. Yeah.
Probably yesterday.
And probably doesn't remember who he is. He probably looked at that guy. Good to meet you. Good. Who? Just give me my team. Oh God! How good is that?
I think favorite rookie so far is going to get every chance to be at least the number one kick returner for the Chiefs. Isaiah Pacheco, the seventh round pick out of Rutgers, who you think could carry more of the running load. We'll see. We'll see if he cracks that mix. But at least for now, Dave Tobe says he's going to get a shot at returning.
We're going to give him every chance to be that guy. I mean, I just think he's got all the attributes, you know, to be a good kick returner, and he's gotten better and better at practice, and he's doing little things better, and he's catching the ball great. You know, and now we got to see what happens with live bullets. When guys are coming down there to take your head off, it's a little bit different. So we'll see how he handles it.
Let's go. Give him every opportunity. Once he wins that job, put him in the backfield.
Yeah.
And by week 7, everybody's going to go, C.E. who? Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco. Because
you saw Justin Reed got a live attempt, didn't you?
To kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work so well.
Oh, I didn't see. No, yeah. I saw the 65-yard field goal.
Of course you did. With nobody coming and nobody. Yeah.
Oh, he got an actual. It didn't go well. Mm. Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep Butker.
You got to have the live action to see. But
I
like that it's different, right? It looks like you've isolated. It felt like the last couple of years. I don't know. Correct me. Last couple of years, like, they didn't really find a guy. Like, you always wanted to put Tyreek Hill back there. You just couldn't do it all the time. You wanted to try McColton. You couldn't just quite do it all the time. He's going to be punt returning now. But then if they play a lot, then, you know, Dave Tobe loses those guys, right? This one feels right. Like, okay, let's give the rookie running back who may or may not get a lot of offensive reps.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to go and try to be the returner. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I do too. I like the opportunity that he's been given already. And it means he's showing something too. And again, I continue to go back to the value of a 7th round pick being instrumental in contributing, because you're saving a lot of money when you can get a 7th round pick, because they're making the league minimum, like literally making the league minimum. But it also shows that, like, you know, you're continuing the dynasty moving forward. When you can find guys in the 7th round that you can look at and say, yeah, I expect this guy to contribute right away. That's how you continue the dynasty moving forward, making those right picks in the draft and getting the right players in here at a youthful age, not going out and overspending in free agency on has-beens, never-will-bes, and names that you recognize. It's these are the picks that really set your team up for that success. If Isaiah Pacheco turns out to be somebody that you can rely on and somebody that, you know, carries a little bit of the load for you at the running back position, and you got him in the 7th round, that's a free player. I mean, that essentially is a free player for you in the NFL, because 7th rounders are usually throwaways. They're usually people that, like, Mr. Irrelevant and guys that don't contribute. If this guy comes in and contributes, that's a big time home run, man. That's awesome.
Two, if not all three, of the guys that are going to make the roster.
Yeah.
In the 7th round.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right? Great.
I think Jalen Watson does, right? Mm-hmm. He's played quite a bit at defensive back.
Watson, yes!
Nazi Johnson might be on the outside looking in, but that'd be okay. Practice squad
guy, fine. 7th round pick. You're not usually pining for 7th round picks to make the team, but two of the three, as you mentioned, are getting rave reviews from people.
Yeah,
up at camp.
I think their whole draft class makes the roster.
I mean, if you continue to do this except with draft maybe, classes, good Lord.
Except for maybe Johnson, who's like, well, I could see that practice squad type.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty good work. Meanwhile, the quarterback's on a mission. I think he should be on a mission. I think these, sometimes you have to create that artificial doubt. There's been plenty of doubt this year. Like, you guys can't do it without
that.
Oh,
God, yes.
Even Pete Schrager of NFL Network says Mahomes has taken names.
This is a guy that plays it cool, and you hear that voice, and you see that smile, and you see how endearing he is to the NFL Network guys who are interviewing him and gals. And you're like, oh, he's such a sweet kid. He's got a mean streak, and trust me, he's listening to all of this stuff. He's one of those guys who takes names, and he keeps a list, and it's like Santa Claus, because at the end of the day, he's coming in December and January, and he's going to be the one to win. I go back a few years ago when the NFL Network, in our show, had the top 100 list, and he was voted number 4 in the NFL. Okay, number 4. How did Mahomes answer? How did he respond? Take a look at this celebration afterwards when he scores a touchdown on this one, and he's going to show you with his fingers how he feels.
Remembers.
One.
He remembers.
Two, three, four? Question mark.
Really?
And everyone thought that was some weird thing. That was because he was voted 4th in the NFL.
Oh, we all knew what that was.
Right? And I've heard that from good sources, that's what that response was. You're going to vote me 4th and Lamar 1? You're going to vote me 4th?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is motivated, and you better believe he's hearing that this offense is going to take. You better believe he heard that James Jones went on a podcast and said that the Chiefs are the 4th best team, and you better believe Patrick Mahomes is listening to people saying he can't get it done without Tyreek Hill. I think Mahomes was probably involved in a lot of the discussions when Hill was on the way out, and there was an understanding that we can't pay this guy what he wants. We're coming to you. And they did replenish that wide receiver room with Juju and Marquez Valdez-Scantling and, of course, Sky Moore, the rookie. I think Mahomes might be in the MVP talk yet again, despite everyone kind of writing the Chiefs obituary for the 2022 season.
This season with a loss.
Whoops. Yeah. I think you can, everything that Schrader said there, you could say, yeah, I think he could.
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying that since March.
He could be on an MVP push. Mm-hmm. He's out to prove people wrong. He does really, really well at low key. I'm going to get you.
Yes, he does. Like, we didn't
he
need
is
a
great low key grudger, which I love.
He is
I
a low key grudger. Yeah, he is a low key grudger, but a very, very good grudger. You know, I'm one of the best grudge holders out there, Josh. We've established that over the years. Patrick Mahomes may have me beat in the grudge holding category because he is really good at it.
Well, he's not as outward as you are about it. You know what I mean,
it's true.
Everybody yeah. knows. Everybody can. They listen. They know.
Yeah.
They know.
They know.
You know what I mean? So it's not you're a lot more transparent than he is in that regard.
Maybe.
He just subtly is gonna get you.
Yeah, he is. Like the counting to the four. We all knew that. We didn't need a source to tell us that. That was pretty evident what he was doing. You know.
And I like the counting the 10. I like that Peter sourced it though.
Yeah. So I've got a source that has told me that Patrick Mahomes could be in the MVP conversation this year. Yeah. Oh yeah. Interesting.
That could be, as
long as he's playing in the NFL, he's going to be in the MVP conversation.
Could be the case.
Because, no, go ahead. Play the song. I'm sorry.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
These stories is real.
Focus and finish.
With Dan Israel.
That game will forever stick in my mind.
The longest tenured member of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Indeed, we pick his brain. Story time with Dan. He's going to remember just some various players over the years that have stood out in his mind.
I can very vividly remember Eric Berry, you know, tearing the tops of his shoes free from the soles of the tennis shoes. Brand new pair of tennis shoes. Tearing them apart because he was turning so hard at training camp. I remember Tyreek Hill catching a football in the air in, I swear to this day, he changed directions in midair. He was going forward and jumped, and in midair turned around and started going backwards. Mitch and I both swear this happened, but you know, the players stand out. I remember watching Patrick Mahomes from the 50-yard line throw a ball. The drill was to throw it through the uprights, and some of our players couldn't even get it through the uprights while Patrick Mahomes threw it through the uprights up into the stands and up into the tent area where I was. So there are these like iconic moments with certain players. For me, early on up in River Falls, I remember getting up close to Tony Gonzalez. And I never really understood. Players always talked about the first step, right? You've heard the first step. They always say, you know, the first step matters. The first step, you know, he's got a wicked first step. I never really understood that until I got up close to Tony Gonzalez. And all he was doing was, you know, at the end of practice, he would catch 100 balls going one way and then 100 balls going the other way. He was the only guy out on the field. I mean, it was amazing. His work ethic was phenomenal. But while I was watching this, he would stand and he would juke his first step. And every time he would do it, my body would react. Like my mind said, move, move, you're in the way. He wasn't even coming close to me. But it really made me understand what they mean by that first step and how important that is. And a couple of unforgettable players. I remember getting on the bus one time, I think it was in preseason, and I went to sit by a player, you know, as you sit on the buses that we go back and forth, there's two rows of two, right? So he was sitting in the window seat and I sat on the aisle seat, and he goes, hey, man, no sponsors. So in true Israel fashion, I decided to just fire back at him. I don't normally fire back at players because there's no benefit to it, but I told him, I said, you know what, why don't you make the team and then we'll bother to learn each other's names. So I remember that guy.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
He
did not make the team.
He turned out to be.
No, because I remember there was a guy, I tell this story all the time, and God, I can't remember who the hell it was, and for the life of me, I remember interviewing him in the locker room one year, and he looks at me and goes, you don't know who I am, do you? I said, I have no idea who you are. I'm sorry. And the guy never made the team. Still to this day, I still can't tell you who the hell that guy was.
No, I used to use their names, and it's like, yeah, I better just not do that, because if you're wrong, it's worse than if you don't use the name at all.
Yeah.
But that's one of the hardest parts of the job, I think, don't you? Every year we have this just complete, you know, complete evolution or complete revolution of players. And while maybe 30 of those stay the same, suddenly out of the 90 that are at camp, you're looking at 50 new names and numbers. And, you know, you see a number and you think, oh, that guy's out on the field. No, we traded him to the Bears. He's gone. Somebody else. And so that's one of the hardest aspects of it. But, yeah, they come and go pretty quick sometimes.
You had a Vrabel story you wanted to tell.
I think we were playing the Colts, and I went into the locker room at halftime to get something. And This was late, maybe 20. Well, whenever Rabel was playing with us, 2016, maybe something like that. But I go into the locker room at halftime and I smell smoke, cigarette smoke.
He's burning darts down there. Yeah,
he sure was. Yeah. And I don't think I'd ever seen an actual player smoking on game day until that time. But, you know, Mike Vrabel, I mean, this is a guy that could make his facial hair grow just by, you know, clenching his jaw.
Yeah.
So he was pretty manly. I wasn't going to argue with the Marlboro man if that's what he wants to do. But I think it was interesting because in an NFL locker room, you know, you look at the old Arrowhead, the original Arrowhead had ashtrays in every single locker, right? Because it was built in 1972. A modern locker room, there is no smoking. You had to find a corner of the room to light one up in.
Yeah, somebody was telling me just recently about him right before one of the games. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was, couldn't have been a playoff. No, was it the game against the Ravens where they got blown out 35-7? Maybe Vrabel was part of that team, I think. And somebody says, yeah, right before you get introduced, he's in there.
Yeah.
They announced his name. He threw the cigarette down. out.
Of course, by the time we got him, he was at that stage of his career as well, where it didn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know, any athlete you would think need the full capacity of their lungs and their respiratory system as they go from 0 to 60 and then get 6 seconds of rest. But I never noticed that with him at the Patriots. And to be honest, the way he played with the intensity he played, it sure didn't show. So I don't know. I guess maybe his just anatomy was built for it, I guess. I loved Jamaal Charles in the locker room. We played the Titans one year, and he thought that not wearing socks made him faster. Like, maybe hard to disagree as fast as he was because he didn't wear socks. But so he wouldn't wear socks, so his feet would be just absolute bloody after a game from blisters. It was nasty. It was legitimately nasty. And I think trainers were concerned. I mean, there was a level of medical and, you know, there was concern there. But anyway, he was very adamant about the way he wanted to play football. Well, one day we're playing the Titans after the game. We're in the locker room, and he's taking a long time because they're treating his feet. So everybody's out by now, and as Josh knows, you know, we're usually the last ones on the bus. And so it's me and Jamaal Charles in the locker room, and I walk by him, and he goes, Dan. So I go over to him, and he goes, can you button my shirt? I can't button my shirt. His arms were so tired, he couldn't lift them up to button his shirt. That's the kind of player he was. I mean, you talk about this statement has been made by so many players and coaches throughout sports, I can't even begin to tell you. But talk about leaving it on the field. Jamaal Charles literally left it on the field. I mean, the guy was so wiped out, he couldn't button his own shirt.
But good for you, because you could make the bus then if Jamaal was the last
You're always looking for the last player, right? The slower they go, the more time I have.
There's Dan's memories of players. Tony Gonzalez, okay, you roll your eyes. Sometimes you're like, first on the field, last to leave. Tony Gonzalez after practice was something to watch.
Unbelievable. He used to catch ball after ball after ball after
that
ball.
He put in a bunch of work after practice, yeah. And then it became a little contagious, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, Tony stays. I gotta stay.
You know? Yeah. Jason Dunn's out there a little bit longer.
And I think we've seen it over the years, the defensive guys. Now you're seeing kind of Frank Clark staying afterwards with Karloftis and going over. I love that. Sometimes you roll your eyes at like,
right.
You're doing this. No, there's a method to it, and Tony was the best at that.
He really was good at it, and people roll their eyes now at Frank Clark too, and I understand why. Like, I'm a big eye roller at Frank Clark because he hasn't shown up, but just in the playoffs, which is fine. But I think he's the one guy, Josh. I'm going to say, you talk about like a renaissance man for the team this year. I think Frank Clark's going to be that guy where you look back and you go, damn, that's what we expected.
The switch went on. Yeah. The light went on.
Changed his diet, stopped drinking booze, met with Andy Reid, had a heart-to-heart. His body looks awesome.
Seems like I got to do stuff differently if I'm going to hang here.
Yeah. So I hope it works.
Yeah.
I'm giving this guy the benefit of the doubt this year. I won't text you till week two.
I doubt I'll probably get one Saturday, actually.
Well, you think he's going to play?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't think any of them. Well, I mean, I'm sure Patrick will get
some. Some will play. Very, very briefly. But 21 years ago today, the best Kansas City fight ever happened. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're living here in Brett Feeds town.
No.
Without him, Patrick is not around.
Nobody requested this.
Out at Arrowhead, the text line. They're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brett Feech Town.
Kevin did text right. In. Thanks, 913-586-7610. He wanted to hear Brett Feech Town. So you picked the music. And I'm using music now in very loose terms.
That's right. Hey, even the skipper chose his music this morning. We'll hear that at 9 o'clock. Find out what song Mike Matheny wants to have played.
Had a request today. Look at him.
That's right.
Maybe the kids are loosening him up, too.
No, maybe a little bit. Yeah, I never thought about that. That's a good observation.
A few weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have. Probably wouldn't have.
Now he's wit's gone. He can have his own music.
I guess. All right, cool. 913-586-7610. You can request music on a Wayback Wednesday and tag your name so that you get credit for it.
That's
Kevin
right.
is to blame for Brett Veach Town there.
Mm-hmm. So. Somebody said, I don't think I've ever heard a more tone-deaf voice. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I've now broken it down so much, there's a favorite part of it. It's the parade. So
yeah.
We parade.
Need more parade.
Yeah.
Somebody said when all the stuff was erased and got wolfed from the computer, why wasn't Brett Veach Town part of that? We have a secret drive for the good stuff.
It's amazing that survived.
BW, you better save that somewhere on a thumb drive or something.
I'm with you.
We need the remix. We got
to
do it.
I do have to do a remix to that because we got to get rid of Ty and Heel out of there. So
parades.
We do need more parades, both on the baseball side and the football side. We've gone a couple of years without a parade in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are we spoiled or what? We went 30 years without a parade.
21 years ago now.
This stunned me. I realized when it was, and then you wrote it into the rundown in your tease, and I went, oh, my God.
Yeah, 21 years ago. This is the anniversary of, I think, the greatest fight in Kansas City history.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was Mike Sweeney, for goodness sakes.
Uh-oh. What is this?
Whoa. We've got a fight breaking out between Mike Sweeney and Jeff Weaver.
Holy mackerel. Mike Sweeney, of all people. Here we go again.
And breaking out again. Right by home plate, and both teams are once again going head-to-head at home. Mike Sweeney and Fick at home plate.
Got the best of him now, baby.
Yeah, he did. Royals Tigers. Mike Sweeney charging Jeff Weaver.
Oh, my God. One of the greats. One of the best moments of that year, anyway. It was 2001, for God's sake, so it wasn't nothing good going on, but... That was Mike Sweeney, like, I've had enough, man. Like,
you
I've just him, had enough.
Just pushed him too far.
What kind of a D-bag do you have to be to get Mike Sweeney to get that mad at you, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, Mike is, like, the nicest, you know, most precious man on earth. And for him to get like that and to go after Jeff Weaver must, you got to feel bad, like, waking up in the morning going, I was so awful, I got Mike Sweeney mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mike is the most forgiving, lovable human being of all time, and he went after Jeff Weaver. And that was a legit fight, too, Josh. That wasn't a typical, you know, bullpen, you know, fight with what was the guy's name again that we met? I can never remember it. Dom Cheadle.
Yes, the bullpen coach of the Angels.
Right. Yes. You know, was it like one of, like, that was a good fight, right? This was a good fight. Most fights aren't like that. Most fights are where you've got guys standing around and talking about dinner plans. This was a legit fight. Like, Mike Sweeney beat that dude up and then went after it for another round. I mean, that thing just kept going.
It was the source, too. I mean, consider the source. Like, the least.
Right.
Even the announcer, like, Mike Sweeney. Like, they were surprised that it happened.
Yeah.
It went down.
Takes you back because you remember that Al Nipper was coaching for the Chiefs for the Royals that year as their pitching coach. Sweeney was suspended 10 games. Now, I forgot about that. I didn't realize he was suspended for that long. Robert Fick got suspended for 8 games, and 5 other players and 4 coaches would also be disciplined after that 12-minute delay after Mike Sweeney just went out there and took on the entire Tiger team.
Through the umpire. I'm watching again. It's so good.
Yeah.
Around the umpire, chucks the helmet, and then it's on.
Then it's on. Yeah.
It's a couple great blows in there before anybody
Yeah, he
jumps
did.
In.
Yeah.
Because that's one, too, where your reactions probably don't kick in, too. You're like, it's Sweeney.
Yeah, like, he's not going to do it. Oh, my God, here he comes.
Yeah, so good.
It's the guys you least expect, yeah, right, that
so
have all
good.
the energy ready to roll. And there it goes, Mike Sweeney ready to beat
my
up Jeff
goodness.
Weaver. My Enough's
goodness.
Enough, Weaves. You think they call them Weaves?
Weavy.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Happy anniversary, Sweeney's beatdown of Jeff Weaver.
I'm sure Mike is celebrating today in California.
He was always embarrassed. He was always kind of embarrassed.
He was, yeah. And I understand that because that's not who he is. Yeah. That's just not who he is.
No,
it's a shame a lot of people remember that. You know?
Still bring it up every once in a while.
Well,
remember that day?
You remember that day you kicked Jeff Weaver's ass?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Yeah.
Because I think Jeff Weaver at that time was that guy that guy's ass we all wanted to kick,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He just was kind of swarmy, you know?
Yeah,
you're like, mm-hmm.
You want a piece of him.
Yeah. Mike Sweeney did the good Lord's work that day for everybody who wanted to beat up Jeff Weaver.
You'd void Chris Sale's contract?
Wouldn't you?
He broke his wrist in a bike accident.
Yeah, riding a bike. Why are you riding a bike as a baseball player? That should
be
outlawed.
He's now out for the remainder of the season.
He hasn't played in like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's been not a good trade for the Boston Red Sox, getting Mr. Sale up there. And I would definitely void his contract. I would actually void the contract of anybody who was doing this kind of dumb stuff.
An off-field injury, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, you know, we see baseball players lie about their injuries. You know, mm-hmm. Jeff Kent washing his car.
Washing his truck, I believe he fell off it.
Walking up the stairs with luggage. You know, you hear that kind of stuff all the time. But I just think when you're looking – contract wise from people, and you're thinking about what you need to put clause wise into contracts, I think every baseball player, no motorcycle, and I think every athlete, quite honestly, no motorcycles, no bikes, nothing that you could go out there and get injured on, especially with baseball and having these guaranteed contracts, Josh, because you're looking at money that now they have to pay Chris Sale for doing nothing. The man's been paid for 2 years to do not a thing. What a great life. Be a baseball player. 2 years, free money. Do nothing. I think you got to be able to void these contracts, man.
5-year, $145 million contract, the Red Sox in 2019, 48 and a third innings over the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's stealing money.
That is stealing. Yes. That is legit bank robbery, right?
All right. So you just done.
Mm-hmm. Done. Yeah, I'd void the contract. Yeah. You're doing stuff outside of work that is preventing you from doing your job that we're paying you handsomely.
It wasn't
for.
Like you fell off a Peloton or anything.
No.
He was training.
No, he was training, or slipped on the treadmill. He was out riding a bike. Yeah. And this is the same guy who beat up a TV in a clubhouse in the minor leagues a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a Mensa candidate we're
maybe,
talking about, right?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Our countdown continues towards football as we are now within the month.
Within a month.
Within the month.
Correct. I'm checking out the computer system back here, making sure we're not getting wolfed anymore. You know, making sure
you're
in
extra saving Beach Town is what you're doing.
Yeah,
saving it in multiple locations so it wouldn't be.
Got it in 3 different folders,
wolfed.
Just in case the wolf strikes again. All right, 30 days away from football.
BS anybody, you're over there eating. Hey, you're getting into tuna and a salad, aren't you, right about
tuna
now?
Tuna, salad, and some peanuts and raisins. Man, I'm telling you, this new diet.
It's the time of the show. I don't even know if you're listening because you're like, for a meal.
Oh, I'm here all
time
day long.
Time for a meal.
From 7 o'clock at night all the way through till 10:02, you got me locked and loaded. Paper champion San Diego Chargers announced that quarterback Justin Herbert.
A bear, according to the Broncos owner. He is actually going to be
That's good. Yes, yes.
All right, I'm done.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Done. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Mic drop. You know, we just leave right there.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Justin A-Bear will not play in any preseason games again this year.
That's the owner of Walmart's?
One of them, yeah.
Self-checkout. All the way. Mm-hmm. With all the training camp injuries going around, are the paper champs handling this the right way? And would you like to see this here in Kansas City?
Yes, I don't want to see anybody who matters in the NFL play in the preseason. Just put a bunch of these guys you never heard of that came from the USFL out there.
I like when the starting quarterback at least plays a minute.
As Aaron Rodgers said, though, the other day, it's not a waste of time.
But it's not really worth it. Like, if they Mahomes will probably play a little bit, right?
Yeah.
They've typically done that. And I like to see him. You know, I don't need to see the backup quarterback, especially here. But are they handling it the right way? Probably. Probably not playing your top-end guys that don't need to play in a preseason game is the smart play.
Yeah.
Is the smart play.
Absolutely.
I'd rather see them. If we're going to have these games, I'd rather see them a little bit, right? Since we're putting on these games and they have to have them, I'd rather see them, but I completely get the camp of no, just wrap them in bubble wrap, have them practice, and they don't need to be out there for any of these types of
I'm fine with seeing games. Mahomes with a clipboard.
Yeah, you know? I am too. I'm fine with not even making the trip.
We got to get the pot roast nachos in Chicago. Got to make the trip.
For the food, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, they're handling it the right way.
Yeah, It's fine.
Don't play. The young Royals are winning fans over. We're going to chat with Royals manager Mike Matheny about the sudden resurgence of interest next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.